Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back here on Patchwork Heart Radio, radio for the Catholic heart. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and leading off the show today, we have Tori Harris. Tori Harris is a modern apostle music missionary. She has an awesome story, and she has joined us here today, but just a short little bio. She bridges the gap between ancient tradition and contemporary worship music. Tori is a part of a wave of young, vibrant Catholics who are committed to communicating the richness of the Catholic faith to a new generation of the faithful. Her independent EP, Adoremus, album debuted in the iTunes Top 100 Gospel chart in her first single, and her first single, Vene Creator Spiritus, was hailed by Randy Cox as the best worship song in 5 years. Tori's inspiring faith and unique story have the 24-year-old traveling across the country from Life Team summer camps to Franciscan University, Belmont Abbey, Focus in Vanderbilt, and more. Consider we are bringing Tori Harris to you here live on Patchwork Heart Radio. Tori, it's great to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's so great to be on. Thank you for hosting me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So just tell me first a little bit about how you got involved in music and this whole journey of yours.
How I got involved in music?
Yeah, just
wow,
music.
Wow, I mean, that's so great. Well, actually, you know, I majored in music in college, so I've always wanted to be a performer, entertainer, songwriter, but it was actually about 2 years ago, so 2 years after I graduated, where I had a really powerful encounter with in prayer with the Holy Spirit. That just kind of transformed my life. And from then, the mission, I was working for a record label as a publicist at the time, but after that moment in prayer, it was just really affirmed on my heart that I was being called to step out into songwriting again and to write for the church. And so I took a leap of faith, and then 40 days later, I found myself in the offices of one of the leading music publishers in the country, and he was offering me a recording deal. So, It has been a journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's always been a passion of yours to sing and to play, it sounds like. Where did you go to school?
I grew up in a small town called Baton Rouge, Louisiana, across the street from the convent of the Sisters of St. Joseph. So all I ever knew growing up was Catholic high school. So my mom would take us to daily mass at 4 o'clock across the street from the school. I have a loving family, loving parents. Grew up in a really beautiful and safe neighborhood amongst very faithful, holy families. So I'm super blessed to have that background.
Yeah, you are, absolutely. So it sounds like your parents are certainly role models and supporters for you as you grew up and began experiencing the Catholic faith. Did you have any other people that you sort of turned to for music or any other influences in some of the other Christian artists as you have developed your
Are there Christian musicians that like influence and inspire me?
Yeah,
of
yeah,
course.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think imitation is how human beings learn, and so my entire life there have always been. I've been very blessed to have role models that I've been able to imitate, and through imitating them, kind of come to learn like who I am myself or what kind of music and work that God's asking me to do and calling me to become. So I would say my early influences were, this is going to sound so silly, but it was this guy named Mr. Benedetto, Louis Benedetto, who was the director of the choir when we grew up. And he had his mentee, so like his number one kid that he was like really investing in was this secular guitarist named Daniel Lee Hotard. And I just remember being like, so inspired that Daniel was recording CDs and traveling across the country. And he actually put it into my head when I think I was maybe like 5 or 6 years old, like that is what I wanted to do when I was an adult. And so just watching their interaction, because Daniel would play, you know, he'd play at church when he wasn't on tour. So I would say that those were, I don't even think they know that they were my influences and my role models. But that's probably where it got started. And then today, musicians that I really look up to, there's a, the owner of Superchick, he's a producer and he plays bass in the band. They're a Grammy Award winning Christian rock band. His name's Matt Daly. And about a year ago, he really kind of took me under his wing as a mentor and was explaining to me the ins and outs of the business. And, he's the kind of guy that takes me out to lunch. He's got a wife and a beautiful baby girl, but he'll take me out for lunch and I'll tell him what's going on in the tour. And he's the one to to fuss at me or to encourage me. And so it just has been like an incredible resource to have a good Christian mentor in my life.
Yes, absolutely.
I would say that's probably my second best influence.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You certainly need mentors, and the church is just full of that. You know, we always turn to the saints as role models and guides as just average Catholics. So you certainly need those little saints in your journey along the way, for sure.
Yes, of course.
Right. And so, you know, first of all, thank you for sharing your music with us here at Patchwork Heart Radio. It's such a blessing to be able to have your music, and it constantly plays on our network, which is fabulous. So I hope our listeners get a chance to listen to it. If you haven't, it'll come up right on the Shoutcast app there, so you'll get to see your name and everything.
The privilege is mine. Thank you so much.
So tell me about one of my favorite prayers is the Anima Christi. Which is, you know, written by St. Ignatius. But you put it to music, and it truly is a beautiful song. Just tell me a little bit about the process of writing and creating the song. How did it come to fruition?
That specific song. So I never prayed the Omnia Christi until I was in college. And a friend of mine, Colleen Nixon, actually wrote a song called Heaven's Before Me. And the verses of Heaven's Before Me, the very first verse is the Omnia Christi. And she performed it at a retreat that I was at in college. And when she got to the third line, Blood of Christ inebriate me, I just remember like getting chill bumps and just being so shocked. And I was like, oh my gosh, like the blood of Christ in the Eucharist like can inebriate you, right? Like with not necessarily like in drunkenness, right? Because wine can certainly lead to drunkenness, but this entire concept of like, losing control of yourself because Christ is in control of yourself.
Yeah.
I was just really struck by it. So I Google the lyrics and I find the full prayer. And I began to actually, I didn't know that you were supposed to do this, but I started praying it after communion.
Right.
Because it was this prayer. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want to pray.
Yeah.
And then, so how the song came to be is it's probably that prayer. And then St. Teresa of Avila's prayer are, I think, the two that are most near and dear to my heart that I pray the most frequently with the most reverence. And so I was sitting down on my piano one day and this thought occurred to me that I should write a song about the Omnia Christi, and it literally came out in like, I think maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's the fastest song I'd ever written. So there's that. Before I'd written this song, I think I'd prayed that prayer for at least 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Weekly, if not daily.
Yeah, you know? It just is a beautiful prayer, there's something about St. Ignatius. Do you find yourself drawn into that Ignatian model of prayer at all? It's that beautiful spiritual exercises and all of those things. Have you ever dabbled in that at all?
Well, it's so funny that you mention St. Ignatius. So growing up, my mom and my dad, I mean, they are big fans of Jesuits. And so now they're like super excited because Pope Francis is a Jesuit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Both of them are constantly, every year my mom and my dad make a retreat separately. And it's always with the Jesuits.
Awesome.
And it's always an Ignatius retreat. And so I grew up with a lot of Ignatian spirituality in the home, but not recognizing it as Ignatian spirituality, just kind of thinking that the Ignatian spirituality process was like the normal, the quote, normal, like way that you pray.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's so funny that it turns out in my adult life that I'm discovering these things about St. Ignatius and realizing just how intuitive it already is in my life. And now I'm able to give credit to St. Ignatius, but it was never an intuitive understanding. I think it came from the culture of how I grew up and the culture of my parents' spirituality. And so it's only like, I would say in the last 2 years where I'm like, oh, that's Ignatius.
Yeah. That's,
oh, I had no idea. Like, I thought that's how everyone prayed.
Yeah. It's, I went to a Jesuit college. So it just is all around you, and you just think, oh, yeah, that's so natural, that's so normal, yeah, that's how everybody prays, that's just it, you know. But that's so awesome.
It's discernment, right?
Yeah, exactly, it is the gift of discernment, exactly right. That's if you had to pick one word for Ignatius, I think it would be discernment. So yeah, and then, you, of course, you have this other song, Face to Face, which is performed with Brian Campbell. And you know, we can take and listen to it here in a little bit, in fact. But is there anything you want to maybe talk about before we listen to the song, or is there...
So what's been really amazing is when I set out to write Christian music, I mean, of course, the overarching goal behind everything that I write is that I want to create environments of receptivity to the Holy Spirit. Like, that's the purpose that the music serves. And on a deeper level, or I guess, I don't know if it's more shallow, but the next level was that I wanted to try to bridge the gap between ancient tradition and contemporary worship music. And so you'll see that most of, like, every song is a prayer, because mm-hmm. prayer inspires that place of receptivity. But the prayers are often, they come directly from the early church fathers or early church prayers, or it's a combination, like, face-to-face is the invocations of the Holy Spirit. But ultimately, they're very, very Catholic. And so when I began my journey in this music missionary kind of role, this kind of fear, I don't know if you could say, or hesitation, is that because it was clearly 100% Catholic, that I might be niching myself a little too small, too segmented, and it would be impossible to kind of create a market share that would be enough to sustain, you know, my life and my living. But what's been so, like, incredibly interesting is how the Protestant contemporary music industry has embraced the music. So what's really, really exciting about the song Face to Face, it's all the invocations of the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's what the song's about. And awesome. It's a calling upon, it's a Vene Creator Spiritus, you know. And so National Worship of Your Magazine, it's the largest Christian music magazine distributed across the world. They chose my song, Face to Face, alongside Hillsong and Aaron Schutz.
Yeah, I saw
like
that.
The biggest names right now. Yeah, the biggest names of Christian music right now. And it's going to be, they just distributed 30,000 copies of the song, which is huge, which makes it like the most distributed Catholic piece of music out there right now, you know?
Yes.
But it's just so neat that these, it's such a blessing how the Protestant Christian music market's really embracing it, and they're using it, and they're playing it in their churches, and they're singing it. So,
that's so cool.
That's the single right now that we're promoting the most to radio, and it's just such a blessing how well it's being received. And so my co-writer is Brian Campbell. He's a Protestant Christian musician I write songs with, and so it's just been a blessing to both of us. I mean, incredible.
Yeah, that's really cool. What do you say we just take a listen to the song here, and then we can come back and talk some more?
Absolutely, thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right, welcome back here on Petrocard Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. I'm joined here by Tori Harris, modern apostle, music missionary, and you have just heard Face to Face with Brian Campbell. So, Tori, that was truly a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Just absolutely great. You know, we were talking about it before, but where are some of your favorite places to perform? I know you're headed out to go and do what you do best, being a missionary, a music missionary. But where are some of your favorite places to perform? You've performed all over the place. But
well, it's a hard question because, like, I love playing everywhere. It's probably, I think the better question is, like, what's my favorite activity to perform? And I would say that it's actually not performing on stage, but it's immediately after the show where you get to meet and interact with the people that are there. That's always the most meaningful for me. And that's where, like, all my good memories come from. And the story, when I call my mom after a show to debrief her, it's always like, I have this great conversation with this one person.
That's so cool.
Some of my best friends I've met on the road after shows, and they're so supportive and so sweet and so great. That's probably the best thing for me. And so if you had to say, like, what's the best place to play, a summer camp, I would say, would be the best place because you get a week with the same people. So it's like you hear their story on Monday, and you're still talking to them on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And, to be able to do. Yeah. So yeah, I saw you've done the Life Teen summer camps. Life Teen, just is a great, organization and, does so many good things. So that's awesome. You're a part of that. And I'm sure it's pretty cool to work with the college kids too, you know, with Focus and, at Vanderbilt and things like that. That's kind of so cool. Any shows you want to tell us about, your upcoming shows you want to tell us about or anything like that?
Well, tomorrow, Bill, I start my People and Pilgrims tour, which is it's a 2-week tour all the way up the East Coast. I'm really excited about it. So actually right now as I'm talking on the phone, I'm sitting in my living room and it looks like a tornado's come through here because we are doing merchandise inventory right now. So we're like rolling t-shirts and putting them in bins and counting stickers. because unfortunately, I have to pay taxes on every single shirt we sell. So you just got to keep a good inventory. But tomorrow begins the People and Pilgrims tour. So we're starting at Life Teen Mission District in Atlanta. We're driving all the way up through North Carolina, at Belmont Abbey, to Washington, D.C., to New York City. And then we're going to be in Boston on Catholic TV. We're helping them out with their telethon, which is support Catholic television, please. If you want to make an impact, they're doing some great work there. So we're going to go out and support them and play live. And then we're coming back down through Ohio, so we'll hit up Franciscan. We'll be in Columbus. I'm really excited. But the tour schedule itself, though, Bill, is, like, super brutal. I mean, we're driving every day. We're sleeping in a new place every night. So
yeah.
Please, if you could send your prayers, they would be, like, totally.
Yes, we will certainly send your prayers there. And so in addition to the tour, where can people just find your work and find your talented work elsewhere, you know, on the internet? I think you got stuff on iTunes, but I'll let you just sort of maybe talk a little about, you know, they can encounter you.
Well, you know, I try to make it as easy and simple as possible. So the simple answer is if you just Google my name, Tori Harris, the first 10 things that come up are all me, but, you know, I've got my website, it's toriharris.com. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. I mean, I hope I'm easy to find. I hope the music's very simple for viewers and listeners to be able to catch and to listen to. So if you want a commemorative Tori Harris t-shirt, we don't have an online store, so you have to come to a live show to get it.
Okay.
That also makes it kind of fun.
Yeah, that is very, that's very good. You have an exclusive item. So people who have come and seen you, they can't get it anywhere else, but your live performances. So that is so cool. And of course you have the EP out on iTunes as well. The EP is Adoremus. And you can download that. I think there's four really good songs on there. There's four or five really good songs on that album there.
There's Four. But we're actually, what's kind of cool is we're running a little special promo right now. If you go on my website and you sign up for my mailing list, so I'm in the process of recording my second EP. Like, we're going to try to release it, I think, at the end of January. But we're letting the fans decide the music that goes on the EP.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. So in October, when I get back from the tour, so if you sign up for the mailing list, we're having a private listening party. So for those who live in Nashville, it's invitation only. You come over to my house. So we've converted the garage into a stage. And I have my band, and we're going to play through 10 new songs. And we'll live stream it on the internet so you can listen in and you can watch it. And then the fans are actually going to rank their song order, their preference. And so they cast their vote 1 through 10, which ones they like the best. And then we have 3 title options for the new album. So it's going to be the fans that pick what we record. And the top scoring song is the one that we're going to release to radio as the single. So I'm excited about it. So
yes.
I don't know what's going to happen, you know, like,
yeah, no, that is really
cool. I'm
putting
my career into the fans' hands, you know, they get to decide.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. There's many talented musicians who have done that, you know. So American Idol is probably the largest one, right? But you know, but awesome that you have you're, first of all, you're just, you know, you're so young, and you have already such an amazing career path, and just an amazing fascinating story, and also fascinating music. You really are a modern apostle and music missionary. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me here today. And we will continue to play your music here as long as we possibly can on Patchwork Heart Radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And you can check Tori out. You have a website here at toristories.com. I think that's...
it's actually... so. Funny story about being a musician is that you don't anticipate technologies to change and grow. So
yeah.
When I was in seventh grade, my mom was so sweet. She bought me the web domain name ToriHarris.com. So that's my web domain name, Tori Harris. And it was with this like old computer. It is old now, but at the time they were super cool, called 50 megs. And the domain company won't transfer my domain to my hosting, which, if you don't understand computers, it's a big story. But
basically,
the website and the domain are hosted on 2 different sites. So it bounces you from Tori. If you type in Tori Harris, it'll bounce you to Tori Stories. But the real name that we're trying to get released is ToriHarris.com. And
ToriHarris.com.
It's a little bit of a web snafu right now happening. But I hope to get it resolved. So Tori Harris is the real name.
Okay, ToriHarris.com is the one that we want to go to, but it will bounce you to Tori Stories.
Yeah,
and,
for now it'll bounce you to Tori Stories.
All right, well, this truly is very awesome, and I thank you again for joining us today. Best of luck on your tour, upcoming tour.
Thank you so much.
Prayers for you, and go out there and reach the millions. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
God bless, Bill. Thanks for having me on Patchwork Heart Radio.
Yes. Have a great day, Tori. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.